quenching their ever-growing thirst.
Yes, they are, and everybody's having a wonderful time.
And you know what, though? I got mad. Surprise, I got mad at somebody.
In this crowd, you got mad? I can't imagine that happening.
I got mad at that lady a second ago who made a comment about me running, but you know, for every person like that that's here to bust my chops, to give me a hard time because they think that's the kind of guy that I am. They don't know that I can take it out, but I can't. I can dish it out, but I can't take it.
I know, it hurts.
For every person like that, though, there is somebody on the opposite end of the scale,
right,
who is so drunk and so
friendly,
touchy, friendly, love the show.
Sure, that's
got
right.
To be here with you.
That's why alcohol is used in social situations to relax people.
I guess my point is I really am having a great time and very glad that the fine citizens of Ocean City have come out to support our program.
Right.
And our thanks for coming out today.
They're great. It's a great group and everybody's having a good time. We're so happy you all showed up today.
Yeah.
Even though people are busting our butts all the time. It doesn't matter. It's fine. We can take it.
It's okay.
No, we can't take it. We're sensitive babies. We're so fragile, it's pathetic. We can't take any insults. So I just want to say no insults anymore.
Let's find our...
I know we're successful, but it doesn't matter. We're successful and we're fragile. All right.
Thank you, Dennis. Now that's what I want to see. You're doing that whole rap. And there's Dennis Murphy with his thumb up in the air. Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
You know, Dennis Murphy would fit into the category of a guy that we know, you know, he loves us, but he still will bust our chops.
Oh, and when he drinks.
Right.
Like all the people here, that's when it really comes out.
Chocolate and banana.
All right. Yeah, with like 6 quarts of rum in it. Right, there's alcohol in there, isn't there, Dennis?
Have you been drinking today, Dennis, with the dreadlocks?
Oh, a little bit of alcohol.
A little bit of alcohol.
You can tell by the... You don't stand, you dance. You kind of dance as you're standing.
Oh, God.
All right.
Sick. Sick. Sick in the head. They should get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
And Rob A and Cannon looking They're ready to take on all comers right now.
We are now going to meet some guys and gals who are going to be in an open casting call, a competition, if you will, to be our next Rob A.
This is a very, very important position on the show. You know, the original Rob A, he speaks for himself. Look what's become of the original Rob A. He's now turned into Frank.
Up until today, when he's going to be fired for being late in his big limo, he had quite the job going.
Yeah.
Hey, are you a reporter? Are you a reporter, lady? Are you a reporter?
Are you a reporter?
Yes, I am.
Why are you taking notes?
Because I'm writing a story.
Is it going to be a favorable story or a not favorable story?
Probably favorable.
Probably favorable?
What can we do to work on that?
It's not favorable? What's she writing?
What is she writing now?
The program director's going to tell us. What's she writing?
You can't read what I'm writing because it's too messy.
What's she writing? Go ahead. Tell us. Give him the microphone.
Rob A with Rob A, like his DJ name.
Uh-huh. This guy said
Corey,
he's...
Corey, what is she written?
She's saying... What is that? Is that shorthand?
No, it's not.
It says, can't take a picture, no comments, won't talk to me.
You're right.
Wow.
Screw you. Screw you.
That's right. And you notice how you didn't ask either one of us personally about that.
Yeah, I didn't know you wanted to talk to us.
I didn't know you wanted to talk to us. So you were going to go back and write that, but you know, after that, now we won't talk to you.
You know, you never came up and asked us.
Because that's blindsiding us, don't you think? I mean, did you ask either Don or myself if we, did you ask us any questions?
You didn't give me the opportunity.
We didn't give you the opportunity.
How could we not give you the opportunity?
We're sitting
because
here.
These gentlemen here keep shoving me back.
You are 4 feet away.
How could you not give the opportunity?
Let's ask the operations manager. Did you shove her away?
Not only did I bring her up front to take a picture, I brought her up close
to
you guys.
I saw him bring you right up here.
And she criticized me for ruining her angle.
Really? So you did not ask either one of us whether we wanted to answer any questions,
I didn't
right?
want to interrupt you because you
Oh, but no,
busy.
So now you didn't want to interrupt But I thought you said that we were preventing you from asking your questions.
So now how are you going to rewrite that? You'll want to rip up that page
of
notes.
That's not what the page actually says.
Really?
It just says what you were saying.
You know, we're very, very sensitive about journalists who kind of blindside us. You know, we're very unbelievably paranoid about that.
We're very sensitive about everything.
We're sensitive about people that say things in the crowd, and we're sensitive about journalists. We're very, very fragile. Now the GM is whispering something in our ear.
What is the general manager saying there?
Scott Shannon. All I heard was Scott Shannon.
Oh, I'm supposed to ask about Scott Shannon, but I'm a little afraid.
You don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
You don't want to go down Stevie, you watch it.
Come on, Don.
You watch it. I'll tell
Scott
the truth,
Scott Shannon.
Stevie. Come on, Don. Okay, all right. Let's meet our new Rabe. So we're going to give you now the official no comment, but it's only because you didn't come and ask us, okay?
I understand.
And no comment.
And here is the quote. We love coming to Ocean City. These are great people, and we're having a great time.
Wonderful.
All right?
Screw you! Now on with the show.
I hate reporters.
Let's meet our prospective new Rabes. As you know, the Rabe that we have has moved on to become our producer, and we need somebody who is willing to do the menial task, somebody who is willing to be humiliated and dehumanized on a regular basis.
But along with that, someone who fits into the flow of the program and has a brain that will work with our brain.
Someone who understands that what they're doing is for a better good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet these prospective new Rabes who each have some kind of a presentation ready for us.
Wonderful.
All right, who's first here, Rob? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Rocky.
And Rocky, where are you from?
Ocean City.
Rocky, that's an unusual
born
name.
And raised.
That's an unusual name for a girl, Rocky.
Raquel.
And Rocky, why do you want to be, you know, we have never had a female Rabe. Why do you want to be our Rabe?
Well, you know what? I thought I did, and then I saw Rabe today, and I realized his job sucks.
Yeah.
But.
Well, no, the job he has now sucks.
It sucks a lot less than my job.
Okay. What do you do?
I cook.
Now, I notice that you're trying. You know, I love to see this on talk shows. You see this too. It's the great microphone wrestle.
Uh-huh.
That you were trying to grab the microphone. Rob's not going to let go of that.
You know who is the best at that? Is Phil Donahue.
Oh yeah.
Phil Donahue would not let the microphone go when the old lady from the audience wanted to get and do her own diatribe.
And certain people would put two hands on it trying to wrestle
it
away.
But he wouldn't interrupt, and you know I'm.
All right, Rocky.
All right,
here we go.
Wow.
Rocky, our first person ready to audition to be the new Rabe. Rocky.
Well, Rabe, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, you know, if my job, if it does suck so much, I'd be so glad to trade places with you.
All right, Rocky.
I believe they need a maybe do a rare burger downtown, Pickles.
Are you going to do something in your audition, or is this would this be
Although
it?
You sure are endearing yourself to me right now.
Well, to all of us.
Yeah.
You silver tongue devil. Now, what are you going to do? What's your show? What's your presentation?
Do I have to have one?
You don't have a presentation.
I figured it'd be an on-the-spot thing.
Oh yeah, it would help you enormously if you had like a prepared something.
You guys rehearse?
Something. No, we don't rehearse. No, but then again, we've been here for 2.5 hours.
See, Rabe, you rehearse?
We need to know what you
hours every day. I rehearse.
We need to know what you bring to the table to want to be our new Rabe.
I'm on the spot person. I didn't think he rehearsed.
You know, a lot of it has to do.
All right,
with,
hold on. I tell you what.
I'm just a dumb radio listener.
No. I'll give you some. Maybe you are, but I'll give you another test. Let's get some ketchup, some mustard, and some mayonnaise, please.
What are you going to do to me? Now, no, wait a minute.
You want to be our Rabe? You got to put all this stuff down your pants.
What?
You have to put the ketchup and the mustard down your pants.
You want to be our Rabe? Let's see the level of humiliation that you're willing
you guys
to.
You're going to do that to me?
No, you're going to volunteer to have it done to you.
You're going to volunteer to do it to yourself.
But it's
Wait a minute. Do I at least get in a finalist?
No, I'd like to point out to you, if you do this, that doesn't change anything. You're still on equal footing because we have lots. It does in no way guarantees that you'll be the next Rave.
See, all of the other people have a little presentation ready.
But if you would like to stay in the running, it would be very good for you to put that ketchup and mustard down your pants.
That's just cruel. I love it.
Yeah, all right, go ahead then. Go ahead, darling.
Cannon, are you going? Would you step a little further away from the table, ma'am? Ma'am, quick communicator. Excuse me. There she is.
All right. And who knows what condiments are already down this lady's pants?
Hey, Cannon. The best thing to do would be really, if she does it herself, one at a time.
I bet there's some pickles and onion down there already. You make yourself a nice.
Okay.
Nice big burger.
Would you like to turn around so the crowd can see it?
Yeah, there you go. Do it for them.
Turn
please.
It around so the crowd can see it.
Is it enough that you guys see it?
Okay.
All right, you can do it for us.
All right.
Whatever.
Rabe never whined this much when we had him doing things. All right, here we go. Oh.
Yeah. And now a little mustard.
Little mustard. All right. Oh.
It's very much like Jenny McCarthy on the cover of Rolling Stone.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Way to go, Rocky. Way to go, Rocky. And I'm very sorry. You won't be one of our finalists. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke.
Nice try, Rocky.
It's a joke, but thank you for coming out. We'll
nice
call you.
Nice try. Bye-bye, Rocky.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Rocky. All right. There she goes. You know, and I hardly even know. That stain fits right in with all the other stains in her pants.
Thank you, Rocky.
I can hardly even tell that she just put ketchup and mustard down her pants.
Thanks, Rocky. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Seth Ballard, formerly the guy who cuts his own hair.
Oh, Seth, the guy who cuts his own hair. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great, Seth.
Doing great. I'm ready to be Rob's next minstrel show character.
All right, let's see you being a minstrel show character.
Have you...
Mo Deep, Mo Laugh.
All right. Have you prepared anything for us today, sir?
I got something for Frida. Let me just get Frida something. I know she's into that garage sale Art Deco stuff. So I made something for Frida to put next to that chair. It's a candy dish.
Oh, it's a candy dish.
That's great. I will bring this. I will bring. This is like a tray that they give you in the hospital when you have to remove yourself.
It's a bedpan.
Yeah. That's a very nice Art Deco bedpan. She can put it right next to her collection of decoys.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that'll be making the trip home with me.
Thank you.
Now,
yeah.
Yes, Seth. Seth, you're just making me laugh standing up there. But what?
Thank
you.
Hey, did I tell you I have a body of a rotting George Burns? Look, look at those legs.
Look at that. Look at those age spots.
That is pretty foul.
All right, Seth. What else you got for us?
What else, Seth?
Okay, what I want to do is I told you I could turn my ears in many flat positions. So I'm going to turn my ear side inside out, take off my socks and my shoe, and bite one of my toenails off and eat it.
All right. This is a good show. All right, make sure you do it for the crowd, not just us.
Oh, now, hold it. Look it over here. See what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, Corey, move out of the way. Thank you. What? The reporter is talking to the girl. And tell me, how humiliated were you when they made you put the...
What question? All right, come here. If you want to be our Rob A.
How humiliated were you when they put...
You got to tell us what the questions were.
The ketchup down
here.
No, we want to talk to her, not the reporter. Don't trust the reporter.
What is that reporter asking you?
Yeah, what questions was that reporter asking you?
Mike.
There you go.
She's asking why I listened to your show.
Ask you why? She didn't say anything about humiliation, did she?
So where are you from and why you listen to their show?
Okay.
Did she ask you why? Did she ask you why you were putting ketchup and mustard down your underpants?
Well, she said, what did they ask you to do?
See, I know the headline.
Listen.
Don and Mike force woman to put condiments down her underpants.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see it coming. Look at the reporter.
I liked it.
You kind of liked it, huh?
Tell her you liked it. You did it because you wanted to.
She kind of liked it, Mike.
She liked it. Who wouldn't?
You know why? It feels good.
You know?
That's great. And is that the, have you been cleaning up with that napkin?
Let me get back and talk to the reporter. Don't you mind?
Give that napkin to the reporter.
Bye-bye. Bye, sweetie.
All right, it's going swimmingly. So, hi, Seth. Meanwhile, Seth's going to turn his
ears. Reporting live for the Don and Mike show.
Seth is now turning his ears inside out.
Okay.
See the inside of the ear poking out?
Yeah, very nice.
And what else do you do, Seth?
Let's see. I buy my toenails. I ran out of toothpicks last night, so I gnawed off a couple of them. So I'll have to choose a bigger, you know, I'll still find one, though.
Okay, go for it.
You're going to chew off one of your toenails.
Yes,
sit down. Sure, have a seat. Have a seat. He's going to rip off one of his toenails and eat them.
All right, Seth. Seth is now going to bite his own toenails.
There you go. And our crowd loves it, Mike.
Did he really eat it?
There you go. Now go talk to the reporter.
Bravo.
Okay. Yeah, hey, they made me do weird lesbian stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on, Rob. We got to do a break. We'll come right back and meet our other potential would-be Robes.
And look for a local Ocean City paper to have a hatchet job on Don and Mike.
We will be right back.
Radio Gods.
I give up kids for the British show in town.
Don and Mike. WJFK.
Don and Mike. WJFK.
I think they're just dreamy. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, this has turned out to be quite the nutty little afternoon.
Man, and we are right in the middle of the Rob Bay contest, and we're getting some fine performances already.
I just got two or three nice performances in the crowd when I was just trying to make my way to the bathroom. Have you seen the very pregnant lady who has a tribute to us written on her belly?
Yeah, I saw that, and I don't know what it says about me and about the show we do, but I kind of looked at it and went,
yeah.
Okay. You know, because I think, have we seen the writing on the pregnant belly yet? That might be a first.
Okay. I got my picture taken with her that was coming through this way.
Right.
And had another guy over here somewhere, another one of these guys want to challenge us to a fight when we get outside.
Oh, my God.
Then come back up, and it was another lady who was mad that she was on the Vibrator Olympics, but she didn't win, and she was positive that her vibrator was absolutely the best.
Unbelievable. So it's getting late in the day here at Secret.
And then I made it all the way back up to the stage, and I want to say this while she's over there. I have the general manager blowing her boozy breath in my face.
Oh, God.
And she's coming up here going, Don, I can't tell you how glad I am to have your show on the station.
She was very close to you during that break with the leather and the ensemble.
She is like no general manager I ever worked for, man.
Well, you have a history with her, not personally, but you did work at the same place she worked at.
All right, back to the traveling Rob A shows. I never touched her.
I know you didn't.
I swear to God.
I know you didn't.
I never touched her. Hi there.
Here she is.
Hi. What's your name?
Cece.
Now, Cece.
Cece, you look a little bit like former producer for the Don and Mike show, Diana.
Thank you. I would make a great Rob A.
You would make a great Rob A.
Diana,
I believe Mr. Geronimo has something caught in his throat.
Diana, thanks you for that comment, Mike.
All right.
What, CC, exactly what is it that you want to do here?
I'd like to ask my... my parents would like to beg you to give me this job so I can move out of their house because I moved in two days ago.
You might not understand.
Nothing. Do you know the job pays nothing?
Yeah.
I need nothing.
Are your parents here?
No. So they're in Ocean City.
So what you're saying is if you got the job, you would simply move out of your parents' house and live on the street.
I've been living on the street for 2 weeks. I'd probably rather do it somewhere fun than Ocean City.
Oh, congratulations. Okay. I'm sorry I brought it up then.
And I won't put ketchup and mustard down my pants, but I will probably take off my pants for the job.
All right. We'll work on a private audition for you then. Okay? All right. Who's next, Rob?
All right. Next in line.
Who's next? I bet Diana calls you tonight to say thank you.
She should have won. Should have won in my book.
Are all the Rob A moments going to be just like that?
Oh, my gosh. She just took her shirt off.
Who did?
I got a job.
Oh, no, you know what? I saw a woman bend over, and she has a white bikini top looked like a bra strap to me.
And we look like we have... Do we have a tattoo down there right at the belt line?
Yeah, right on...
Do we have a tattoo right there?
Right on the crack of her butt. She's got a tattoo. That's wonderful.
That's a lovely little design.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Hi, what's your name?
Ron with Montego Bay Video Outlet, the largest adult room in Ocean City.
Okay. All right. Ding, ding yourself. What are you going to do for us here, Ron?
I want to really welcome you guys. This is a two-part. We had the sign contest going on for 97.1 to Fox and then Rob Bay. If anybody can make an ass of themselves, I can.
Uh-huh.
So I just need a little room, though.
All right. You want some room? Okay. Let's give the man some room.
All right. What's he going to do?
Let's give him some room, guys.
Wait a minute. He's doing something.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You want to show that to the crowd?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. I like seeing the people.
You want me on the stage?
I like. Yeah, sure. Come on up. Show everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brought.
Go ahead. You want to see this guy do what he did up? Not in front. Not close to us.
No. Over there.
Over away.
Oh, sure. By Buzz.
By Buzz.
Thanks, guys.
All right. What's he doing?
He's putting his butt right up to the fan.
Oh, man.
Guy had
pink hair and yellow.
pulled down his pants, and he had Don on one cheek. And
the largest adult room. And
Michael,
there you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Get out of here.
Thanks a lot.
Get out of here. Okay, one more guy before we have to break. Hello.
Hi, I'm John from Falls Church.
Hi, John.
I'll be honest, I don't have a presentation, but...
All right, see you, John. Who's next?
Thank you, John.
Sorry, John.
Thanks a lot. Take care, John.
We're under a time budget here. Hello.
I know. I'm BJ.
Hi, BJ.
Hi, BJ.
Alexandria.
Hi.
I could tell you a joke about sandcastles. If I had a little box and some sand,
I can tell you the best joke in the world.
Do you have the sand cast? Do you have the sand with you?
Oh, I need a little bit.
All right, see you later.
All right, see you later. Thank you.
Oh, Mike, there's the pregnant lady.
There she is.
Look at that belly button. Man, is that an Audi.
What month are you in, ma'am?
Eighth month.
So you're not much longer before the Bambino comes along.
You know, and if that baby had to be delivered, I could do it with a simple wooden spoon from the kitchen here at Sandals.
That's right. Dom was trained.
Secrets.
Dom was trained in the Dominican Republic, and he is a certified OBGYN, as am I.
Oh, and I need a can opener also. Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
You know it, man.
Hi, what's your name?
Don.
Hi, Don. What are you going to do?
Man, I'm going to do your favorite DJ.
All right.
All right, Don, how long have you been here at Secrets today?
I can't hear you.
How long have you been at Secrets today, Don?
Probably since about 3:30, quarter to
3:30, okay.
Drinking heavily since.
Absolutely.
All right, we're ready.
Y'all set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for another butt-slabbing, beach-jabbing rock and roll party.
Oh, the guy does a good Bad Billy Warner.
I'm BBW. We're inside of another Monday night rock and roll fiesta, and I'll tell you what right now. Monday sucks.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you, Don.
All right, one more guy.
They're outstanding.
One more guy, and this is Nick, who was our winner on Strip Trivia. Have I said, you know, that we are not necessarily going to pick for sure Rob A today?
No, we were just going to see if we got the certain Rob A and have the contest. And Nick we saw on Friday because he played Strip
Trivia.
Well,
I'm right here, Don and Mike.
Hi, Nick. All right. What are you going to do for us?
I would first like to say that as the next Rob A, I would be the cultural ambassador, the Don and Mike ambassador to the 2.5 billion Asian people all across the world.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, Nick, I can tell you got a real presentation, right? Can you hold on a
second? Yes, I do.
All right, because he's going to do a little bit of light and magic for us here.
I got a good feeling about Nick.
We'll be right back. We got to do our top of the hour break. We'll come back. We'll meet Nick, who's the last prospective next Rob A contestant. And then, Rob, see if you get a couple of pregnant couples from the crowd, or married couples. I said pregnant because, look.
Pregnant is the hump off for cash. And look, the
reporter is run right over to the pregnant lady. Did they make you write that on your stomach? Did Don and Mike force you to write that on your stomach?
And we didn't, so that'll be a positive.
Why do you listen to the show? I find them disgusting. Why do you like them so much? Look at her.
She's busy.
Rob, go see what she's asking right now.
Yeah, find out. Find out.
Go see what's doing.
Just stick a microphone in there.
What were you asking?
I was just asking why she came to the show.
All these people came to the show because they love our show. That's why they're here. Think of a better question.
Hey, reporter.
Yes?
Do you love our show?
I've never listened to your show before today.
What a surprise.
There, that's it. Are you going to listen after this?
Probably so.
You might want to listen prior to filing your report. I hate reporters. God, do I hate reporters.
I came to soak up the atmosphere, though. It would have ruined it if I had listened ahead of time.
No, it would have enhanced it if you had listened ahead of time.
Perhaps you're right.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, loosen up, baby. Loosen up.
What is the publication where this article will appear?
Ocean City Today.
Ocean City Today.
Is that a free newspaper?
Yes, it is.
Rob, it's a free newspaper.
We've been giving this woman far too much time.
Toss her out.
Be gone with you.
She's out.
Cease this detestable boo-hooing.
We will be right back to get a couple of couples for Bitch, all right? And we'll meet our last Rob A contestant right after this.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Sure, it's sick, but these days, what isn't? The Don and Mike Show.
Sick in the heads. We're back, and thank you for listening across America, nationwide. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara on the Vestfoot Vaughn Radio Network, darling, in Rochester, New York, on WHTK. Thank you for listening in Harrisburg and Carlisle, Pennsylvania, on AM 1000 WIOO, and in Barrie, Vermont, on WSNO. We are in Ocean City, and our trip is sponsored by Miller Lite. When you're in Ocean City, you have the great taste of Miller Lite. Life is good. The firefighter with the big boobs does not like being talked about in third person, so come on up.
All right, let's meet her. Yes, step right up on stage here.
Hello. Hi there.
I just wanted to say that I've been through a year's worth of training, and I've earned the status of being a firefighter level 2, and just because I have big breasts doesn't mean I'm any less of a firefighter.
Let's give her a round of applause for that.
Anybody else like myself dying for a glass of milk right now?
Engine Company 17 rules over Engine 4.
Are you accepted, ma'am? Are you accepted among the other firefighters?
Yes, I am.
Do they treat you as an equal?
They treat me like a brother.
Are there any...
Hold on. When I was getting my picture taken with these guys, the whole time that you were standing there, when you couldn't see, they were all pointing at your boobs. They were all pointing right at your boobs.
Just because I have big breasts doesn't mean I'm any less of a firefighter or a person.
I think because you have big breasts, you are a better firefighter.
Thank you very much.
That's right. If I was choking on smoke and I was crawling along the bottom of a hotel room floor, uh-huh, and I looked up and I saw you and you were going to save me, mm-hmm, I'd be very, very happy. So that makes you a better firefighter.
Now listen.
Thank you very much.
Go get me a glass of milk, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You know, Don, just because I have big breasts, that doesn't make me any less of a person either. I want you to know that.
And yours are beautiful, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob's are gigantic. They're perfectly formed.
No more odor.
No more odor.
The hot biscuit.
The hot biscuit. That's perfect. All right. Here is Nick, who was our winner on Strip Trivia last week.
Thank you very much.
Nick is the last potential contestant to be our new Robe.
Nick, what do you have planned for us today?
All right. I have a whole thing planned. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to drink this whole can of thick and chunky hot salsa.
Wow.
Let me just say that this is the first guy who's shown some initiative.
That's right.
If Don and Mike will inspect that, make sure that you see it's an unopened, you can go ahead and open it yourself, smell it, taste a little bit.
Have you rehearsed this, Nick, or is this a first?
This is a first.
Smell it, Mike. You know what? This is... No, it's hot, Buzz.
Oh, dear. Oh.
It is absolutely the hot old El Paso.
Wow. All right. Second, I will... Then, after I drink that whole thing, uh-huh, I will sing the national anthem while shaving the little body hair that I have.
Now, this is a show.
This is a showman right here. He's got his... let's hear your... And it's electric. Thinking about the show with an electric razor.
Thank you, Don.
That's a good move.
Beautiful. And he's wearing his festive Vietnamese hat also.
Vietnamese hat. This shirt here is from Bangladesh, which I know you all are a big fan of.
All right, Nick, we're ready.
All right,
okay.
Nick.
First order of business.
Nick, is there anything before you start that you'd like to say?
Oh, he's doing his Jackie Chan moves. Give us the moment.
The Asian community. He's already in his trance.
All right, Nick. Oh, my now God. He is drinking an entire jar of old El Paso hot salsa.
He's doing it.
And it's hot salsa, man.
Seems to be enjoying it. He's finishing it off.
Look at him.
Wow.
Do it. Nick, Nick, Nick.
Nick, 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 Nick,
Nick, Nick, Nick, Nick, Nick, Nick, Nick, Nick. Stay with it, Nick.
He's on the long stretch.
He's dancing. He's feeling confident. He's feeling confident. He's doing that stupid Macarena dance, what he's doing. Wow.
Wow.
This is great. Now, how's it feeling, Nick? You're getting towards the wire there.
Mm-mm, good.
You know,
oh, my God.
There it goes.
Oh, man.
One last go.
He's done it.
Yes.
He's done it. That's good enough. And now he's going to shave his body hair. All right. And now he's going to shave himself.
How you feeling, Nick?
While singing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's
early. Take your shirt off, Nick. Yeah, take your shirt off.
Oh, God.
Take your shirt off. Let's see the shave.
Right, there you go.
Oh, man. I said a little bit of body hair that I have.
All right. Oh, he's shaving his armpits.
What's so far?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, that's got to be painful, Nick, isn't it?
I don't hear you guys, Don and Mike.
I don't hear you singing, Nick.
All right.
And the rockets
red
there. Yeah. The bombs bursting in air. Proved through the night that our flag was still there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, don't puke. All right, hey, Nick, at the very last verse, sing it Asian style.
And if you're going to spew into this. Right.
Oh, say, dost that to stars pang pen a yet away.
Good job.
Oh, the land of the free.
You know what it is? A young Jack
and
Sue.
Oh, yeah. Home of the
yeah. He is the young Jack Sue.
Oh, my
Great
God.
Job.
You remember him from Barney Miller. Listen, Nick, I think you may have worked yourself into the job.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Nick, how about this for a proposition? Today is Monday. That means we have four shows left before vacation.
That's
Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right.
Every day this week, you come down to our studios,
okay.
And we will devise a new method of humiliation for you.
Absolutely.
And if you're up to the challenge, we'll string this out all week. And if you make it to the end of the week, and you know who I'm going to put in charge? Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, because he knows it. Nobody knows it better than Rob Spiewak does.
Rob, think of all the things we did to you times 10.
And it can be anywhere in the Washington, Baltimore metro area. He can go out and do these things.
Sure, if you want to put him out on a street with a sign that says, I'm gay and looking for a guy. If you want to...
You want to put them on a street corner and walk up to guys in business suits and say, what's your problem with Asian Americans? They can do that, too.
Right. If you want to have them out, put them with a big sign. I'm going to stay here until Ross Perot is elected president.
There you go.
Scream it to everybody.
As long as it doesn't involve Robbie's beautiful breasts, I'll do anything you
and
say.
And I think one of the stunts, at least one of the stunts, you got to put them either in drag or a brassiere.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be like in a kimono.
A kimono.
He's got to be dressed up like a
lovely one of those high neck jobs.
A geisha girl.
A geisha girl. There.
You know.
Yeah.
You know the old geisha.
You know the old geisha.
I love you long time.
Yeah. There you go, Nick. All right. Well, then we'll start that tomorrow, Nick. Congratulations.
A round of applause for Nick, who has a good chance of being the next Rob A.
Yeah. Hey, now listen, and for all of our contestants here, we have. T-shirts and frisbees and typical radio station crap like that. So thank you to all of our contestants. Nick, who would have thought that last Thursday we had not seen the last of you?
You got what it takes, Nick.
And why are you sticking your tongue out? Look at that tongue, man.
Who is sticking his tongue out?
Back here in the crowd, this lady in the crowd.
Really?
I hope it's a lady.
It's Susie, Don.
Who's Susie?
No, I'm sorry, Denise. My fault.
Oh, Denise,
Denise, who deflowered Dennis.
Oh, hi.
Oh, it's Dennis's Denise. Oh, God.
Oh, good.
Yeah, come on. You know, she didn't show for her place for the diving in ice water, as you recall.
Now, why are you giving us the finger? Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise. Are we a little drunky?
That's not me. I got to go. It was nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Shuwakalolo tripendigula shmunda.
All right. Denise, have you been drinking this afternoon?
Actually, not enough.
Not enough. Did you see Dennis Murphy? He's here.
How about you?
Hey, Dennis. Hey, Dennis. Denise is here.
We've got a tearful reunion right here.
Hey, Dennis.
Dennis, it's your lucky day.
You know what's really weird?
What, Denise?
I've been in Ocean City for a week.
Yes.
Honesty, and I don't, and you know, I'm a nurse practitioner. I don't mean this in any negative way.
Yes, Denise, what?
I have seen more one-armed males in this town.
Really?
Last week.
You know, they're at the convention.
I have ever seen in my entire life.
They're at the convention center. Didn't you see the sign? Yeah. And you know who the guy
Double
from,
amputees, please sign up.
Yeah. I was going to say, the guy from Def Leppard's going to be here, but.
He's the Billy Barty of the convention.
They're actually they're all working for the Dole campaign. They're out here stumping for votes.
Hey, we don't work Bob Dole into that, Mike. He's got a hand though.
Have you seen me bleeding down here? I got blood on my fingers. I got bitten by a rather large insect.
Well, at least don't be a big baby about it, like somebody I know was.
You mean
Saturday night?
Everybody's party on Saturday.
When
night.
Buzz, speaking of amputees, what do they? That Buzz had cut his arm off the way he came. Running into the kitchen to announce that he had his first ever bee sting.
Yes. He said, my God, I've been stung by a bee for the first time. And I was standing next to the Reverend. I said, you big baby.
It's a new experience.
You know Buzz with that voice when he gets excited. Wow, listen, wow. Bulletin.
My God, I believe it was a bee. It flew in. It flew into my arm and stung me.
People.
And are you all right? Are you all recovered?
Yeah, I couldn't be better.
All right.
Who's doing the screaming over there? We got a real screamer over there. Jesus, I heard her all the way over here.
Yeah, now you're on microphone. What would you like to say? Hello?
Buzz.
What?
Buzz. We love you, Buzz.
You're a Buzz fan.
I'm a big Buzz fan.
Oh, and he's a fan of you, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I want you to know I skipped my workout today at the gym to come down and say hi to Buzz.
Would you like to give Buzz a big kiss?
I would.
Come on up.
Come on up and give Buzz a big kiss.
Give Buzz some sugar.
Come on, Buzz. Buzz is telling how. There we go.
There
and a big
go.
Kiss for Buzz.
Oh. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's great. All right.
Yeah, and that sting's feeling much better now.
Yeah.
All right.
Buzz.
Come on up and give Buzz a kiss.
There is she. And after that, how about the disc jockey? You just gave Buzzer a bra.
All right. Yeah, the disc jockey.
Yeah, come where's the...
Give Buzz a kiss. Everybody, let's have a kissing Buzz segment.
Everybody come up and kiss Buzz.
Come on now.
Oh, Denise.
Denise, would you like to kiss Buzz? Would you like to give Buzz a kiss? Oh, God. Laura, for God's sake, get the baby out of here.
Run.
What is your wife doing here?
I don't know. Laura, you're an hour early. All right. Give Buzz a kiss.
Denise, go give Buzz a kiss.
All right. Right over there. We're having a kissing Buzz segment here.
Yeah, here we go. Here comes Denise ready to give Buzz a kiss. Oh, Buzz.
All right. There we go.
Oh, Buzz.
All right.
Hideous.
What? What do you say?
I said it would kill the both of them.
Yeah.
You're damn right it would
kill. You're darn right it would.
All right.
Here's
Denise.
Your drink, Denise. Take your drink, please. Yeah, okay.
How you doing, Buzz?
Oh, drink. It's all right. Give me a drink.
You don't have any of that Listerine, do you?
Wow.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I wish the chicks loved me the way they love you, Buzz.
The chicks go wild over Buzz Burbank.
Chicks love Buzz. All right. Now, do we have our couples for bitch times three? Bitch. Yes, we do.
All right.
We have three beautiful couples. Actually, we have... five beautiful couples ready to play our game.
Good.
This is where the woman will get a chance to be the bitch that we know she is.
Right.
And hey. Guys, hi there. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Hi, what's your names?
I'm Rita.
My name's Cliff.
Oh, Rita and Cliff. I see here you're from Salisbury, Maryland.
You guys are married to each other?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
Two years?
Just 2 years?
Living together for five before that, 7
gotcha.
Years.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for listening to the program. Question for you, Cliff. Does she give you a hard time the way that all women give their husbands a hard time?
All the time.
What is the number one thing that your wife complains about that you hate?
Watching sports.
Watching
on
sports.
The couch and falling asleep.
Can she bitch at you pretty good?
Very much so.
A man after my own heart.
He sleeps on the couch 5 nights out of 7 watching sports.
All right, so let's say that you're at home now, and he's got a gay, he's got his ESPN on, and you come in the room and he's almost asleep. What do you say to him? And please don't hold anything back.
Well, it depends if the Dallas Cowboys are winning. If they're winning,
he's
then
a Cowboys fan.
Then I am
a Cowboys fan, and I know there's a lot of other Cowboys
but
fans.
If they're losing, I get walk off. Right through. I don't say a word to them.
Well, now this kind of ruins the whole premise of the bitch if you just walk through the room.
Now, are we going to have one of the people bitch here?
No, I was trying to set her up.
All right, now we'd like you now in what do you want? 30 seconds?
Yeah, please.
30 seconds. Give us your best bitch out of your husband.
He's watching sports.
All right, go ahead. You do it, ma'am.
They don't have to be about sports, though, right?
You can do anything you want. Just make it loud and mean.
Okay.
Without bad language, thank you.
First of all, his biggest problem is he has gas bad. He farts day in, day out, and it is
turn around
nasty.
And acknowledge the crowd when
it
she says that.
It is nasty.
All right.
Secondly is the problem with watching TV all the time. He watches sports day in, day out, and he can even sit there and watch golf, which makes me mad. And then just being such a Dallas Cowboy fan makes me mad. He has this big, humongous star he posted in our living room. It cost
Let me stop you here.
Oh, wait, she's doing well. She's not letting you interrupt.
He put this big star in our living room. We have a poster of Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, a cowboy hat. And it's just too much. I don't like that in my living room. All I'd like to have something a little more country looking.
Now, it wasn't until I interrupted you that you brought it up. Oh, and that's an intoxicating laugh you had. Did you catch that laugh?
Yeah, it's a lovely laugh, and then she didn't do it again. Normally they do it.
All right, nice meeting.
Thank you. Thank you.
She did a decent job.
Yeah, she didn't do it. Thank you very much. You didn't win.
You don't win. Our next couple is Jim and Anne Marie. Jim and Anne Marie, how long have you kids been married?
We've been married for 4 years.
Too long.
Anne Marie, have you ever heard when we play bitch? Have you ever heard us do that?
Yes.
And you know what? You kind of know what we're looking for, right?
Boyfriend, I'm ready to go.
You know, something tells me though.
Damn.
Hey, Rita, I bet when she's at home, she is a huge bitch.
Oh, a lot louder, a lot meaner, and she tones it down.
Damn,
see, the problem is, I think they have to tweak it up a little bit today.
All right. Well, let's see if Anne Marie can give us what we're looking for. Anne Marie, what do you love to bitch at your husband about?
Well, first of all, he never helps me with the housework, and we have a little baby. Doesn't help me with all the stuff at home, and let's not even talk about the bills. Does he help me with the bills?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You can't use the S-word.
Hold it. Stop. S-word.
All right, you can pick it up again, but no profanity.
No profanity. It's very bad.
Fire company, bell whistle, he is gone. I could be home begging him to help me. Is he going to help me? Heck no. Fire whistle goes, boom. He is gone. He's out the door. Not helping me at all. Trying to sell a house. Does he help me with the landscaping? No. Does he help me get the carpet clean? No. Does he help me get the house clean? No. Does he help me with anything?
Checking out her body language when she does this. You know what I'm checking out?
Does he help me? No.
Checking out Rob Bay and Cannon are both getting married in a couple of weeks.
I appreciate he works hard, but I work hard too. And I have to come home and I have to come to a dirty house and he doesn't help me with anything.
Trying to interrupt her, and she is just
persevering. Having a dirty house.
I like this.
I want somebody to help me when I come home. I work too, you know.
Non-stop. This is good. Yeah. It's not necessarily the volume level, but it's a continued performance.
I have to get a landscaper come out and help me. Got somebody help me with the yard.
It's continuing.
Got somebody help me with the house. Got somebody help me with the kid.
It's wonderful.
Girlfriend, is it hard?
Yeah.
All right.
Girlfriend doing the Oprah thing.
I need some help.
All right.
What a bitch. Yeah. Let's.
Nice job.
Very nice.
You're in the finals.
Very nice. Our next couple, Mark and Dee, and they are from Ocean Pines. Hi, guys. Hi. Now, this would be our most veteran couple.
That's right. Mature. Hi, Dee. Hi, Mark.
Anything but mature.
How long have you guys been married?
Not long enough.
10 and a half years.
10 and a half or 2 and a half?
What? 2 and a half.
Two and a half. So you're. Is this the second time around for you guys?
You got it.
Got it right now.
And both of you are on your second marriage?
You got it.
Nothing wrong with that.
And already she's giving you a hard time?
No, constantly. Actually, it's the exact opposite.
Oh, it's the exact opposite.
He's the one that bitches.
What does he bitch at you about?
Oh, I sleep too late. I'm a bear in the morning.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't cook.
No.
I bet that's not true.
Bitch about. Right. I try and go to work. The woman has to have it. She's late for work. She works for Stevie. She comes home in the morning. She got to have it again. I'm trying to get some work
done. Wait.
Gotta have it. I'm getting grossed out just thinking about that.
Your complaint is you're talking about your wife wants sex?
Constantly.
Really? She demands your... Oh, there's... The crowd has turned on this gentleman. So you're saying that your wife demands sex of you continuously throughout the day?
6 times, 7 times ain't enough. She gotta have 8 or 9.
Really?
Right. Now, I want you to take this in the nicest possible way.
And he'd rather watch CNN.
While we're having it. Yeah. I got to get my work in.
Yeah. Do you have any mirrors in your house?
Any mirrors? Mirrors?
Yeah.
Many, yes, many.
All right.
Not where they count.
Really?
No, we got video.
No, that's not where I was going.
You're constantly hot for him?
You bet.
All right. Would you like to explain why?
Thank you, Mike. That's why I asked, do you have any mirror? You're complaining about a woman who wants to have sex with you 8 or 9 times a day. Look in the mirror. You should be glad.
I'm grateful, yes.
Very happy about that.
Keeps me young.
All right, well, that's your bitch session.
These are no... These
can
couples
I give
are
the gifts?
Invalid. Get out of here.
Oh, he wants the gifts.
So far, nothing has displaced Anne-Marie from her top perch.
Oh, boy.
All right, who's next?
Yeah, I want to have sex with you 8 or 9 times a day. Yeah. Here's Joe and Nancy from Baltimore.
All right. Oh, you, Nancy, you just stepped right up to the microphone.
I'm on again. Tell them off.
All right, what's the problem, kids?
I'm married for 12 years.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
All he does is go to work, come in, lay on the couch, don't do dilly-doodle, has no hair, and I stay with him. Don't help with the kids. Don't do nothing. Lazy. And hon, give me this. Hon, I lost my keys. Hon, where's my mom? Christ, I got 2 kids. Another one? Hell no.
All right.
I'm not going there. No way.
Keep going. Get angrier.
Say something for me. Come on.
I like her better because she went for 45 seconds. You get the microphone 5 seconds.
I have 10 seconds.
No cussing.
You're gonna have
I work at Bethlehem Steel. The great what?
You don't, can't say the S word.
Don't cuss. Okay. Don't cuss. All right. What's your rebuttal?
I work at Bethlehem Steel, the greatest integrated steel company in the world. I work at least 56 hours a week, so my wife and children can go on to the fruits of my labor. Come down here, party hardy. have fun with you guys. So whatever she said, don't believe her.
All
but
right.
I can't afford a hair weave.
Don't want one.
Oh, God.
Don't well, need one. Don't want
can't
one.
Can't afford a hair weave.
Don, that's one of our stronger couples performances.
God, she is a bitch.
Oh,
life
I am.
Is, you life are. Is a what?
You, she's a bitch.
Yes,
yes exactly. I am. Yes, I am woman. Hear me wrong.
All right. All right. Now, I don't know if this couple is going to be tough. Let's
remember,
get one more.
Man, the lion is still the king of the jungle.
No way, no way.
The lion. I guess, are you assuming all lions are male, sir? All right, just good.
All right, one more. One more couple. It's Kim and...
All right.
Kim and Frank. Here they come. Kim and Frank.
Kim and Frank,
Salisbury.
Step up to the microphone.
And they are newlyweds. Hi.
Very, oh, they're very... You guys are very innocent.
Listen, you two...
It's going to be hard.
You might as well just step out of some like romance movie. Look at these two. Look at how happy they are.
Look at how happy, and you both still have that brand new newlywed deer in the headlights. We don't know what the hell's going on with.
How long have you been married?
We've heard that before.
They only been married a month.
A month? And you're really, you've got major complaints about him?
July 13th.
What is your biggest complaint about your husband?
The day we got back, all of a sudden everything's changed.
From your honeymoon? The day you got back from your honeymoon?
All right. What happened?
Now it's get up, make my sandwich, what's for dinner, clean the house, what's clean, I need some laundry. Everything's me.
Listen, you hone that.
Oh, boy.
Listen, sweetie, you got to hone that and refine that. You are nowhere near the classification of bitch yet.
You might want to talk to her. This woman over here. Yeah. She could do some training.
You should give me some advice.
Talk to my friend. Hey, bikini lady. Hey, come here, Nancy.
Well, you got to think that's 12 years. This is 1 month. Imagine Nancy, 12 more years.
Nancy, tell these two kids what they have to look forward to being married.
Sheer. Can I say thank you?
Yes, you can say each double toothpick.
Sheer hell. Sheer hell. I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old girl. Sheer hell. And the girls got the little buddies. Sheer hell. Sheer hell. Enjoy your life. Ha ha, sucker.
We got our winner right there.
Right here. Yes. There's our winner right
Joe
there.
Joe and Nancy.
Congratulations.
They are our winning couple.
Wow.
Rob, let's give them $100, okay?
You got it.
Joe and Nancy, you get 100 big ones, and everybody else gets the T-shirts and the...
Wow. Well, pay taxes on that?
No taxes on that, Joe.
All right. Mary, Nancy. Wherever you are, I won, Mary.
All right, way to go. She's happy. Now she's happy. And Rob, she got to you, didn't she? All right.
I have to call Carrie.
The wedding's off. All across America, guys are calling their fiancés right now, canceling the weddings.
I can't do it, man.
All right. What?
And now she's asking us, where's her $100? It's a little voucher we give you. You get it in about 3 years.
We're gonna. All right, you'll get your money.
If she doesn't get her money, you won't hear the end of it.
That's for sure.
All right, stay right there. We'll come right back and talk sports with Rudy Martsky from USA Today. We continue from Secrets in Ocean City, and we'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now we're back in Ocean City, Maryland, celebrating the fact that these good people have made our show number one in the ratings.
Yeah. You guys are the greatest.
We have already seen Boardwalk Elvis, my friend.
Yeah, we've seen him a couple of times. As a matter of fact, you might say we've probably seen him more than we needed to.
We've seen him plenty. We've seen Dennis Murphy plenty.
Yep.
We've seen Denise plenty.
We've seen them all.
You know who we ain't seen, though, is my niece. Hi, Beth.
This is Beth.
Yes, and all of the guys here want me to mention, my niece works here.
Yes.
And they all wanted me to mention that when she was in high school, we used to call her Bessie Boo.
Bessie Boo?
Bessie Boo.
Hi, Bessie Boo.
Hi, Bessie Boo. Hi. Oh, is her microphone on, or is she just not saying anything?
She's dead silent, and she's pushing the microphone away.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk on the radio.
She is a very quiet girl.
But she's very gregarious and talkative when she's not on the radio, isn't that right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I was just curious. I was just asking you.
Long-time listeners will know that I've I've talked about Beth a lot and have watched Beth
grow up.
For a way to get my kids interested in the computer.
And buy them some game software at CompUSA. CompUSA has tutorial, games, and over 2,000...
kick ass.
Oh, really?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
That must be somebody who wants to win your sign contest, right? The radio station has a contest.
Right now, you have a guy above you floating down completely naked with a sign that says, Dynamite Kick Ass.
Is he naked, really, Corey? Is he naked?
Oh, wowzy, woo-woo.
God, I like that.
And
a lot of people have been asking about that sign contest. They're going to have the judging as soon as Mike and I leave today.
And I'm pretty sure that guy's got a good chance of winning, that if he's naked on there. What's that? What? Calm down, sir. What is it?
What is that, my friend?
That's Freedom Flyers, Chris Cassell and Alan Schmidt.
Really?
We came all the way from Ellicott City, Maryland.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Way to go.
And it's your friend who's naked up there?
Yeah, it's Chris Cassell, naked.
Chris Cassell is the naked man that's parasailing right now.
All
right. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Normally, under certain circumstances, Don and I would sprint from the stage here and run out to get a view of this, but
did we ever find out why it is that Rudy can hear us but we can't hear him?
We're trying to find that out. Charlie, do you have any idea why that's the case?
Boy, I sure do hear that guy though. Is he within eyesight?
All right, let's go.
Get our wireless microphones. Okay. Let's go take a look at it.
Don and Mike are headed out to see the naked parasailer.
Hold on, excuse me.
He's carrying a banner to try to win a trip from the local radio station here at Ocean City.
All right. Hold on. Don and Mike, Radio Gods, Kick Ass, 97 on the Fox. That looks like a motorized one.
Wow.
There he is.
You know, those men on their incredible flying machines. He doesn't look naked, though.
All right.
He's got pants on.
Hello there.
He has, like, shorts on.
Oh, he does, so he's not
totally... But see, you know what would be great if he could land that? Hey, you know, could he land it right back here behind Secrets?
Let's see if we can go down to the beach and see if he can.
Let's see if we can wave him in.
Go this way, Doc.
Okay,
go this way,
this
around
way?
Back, and we'll go over to the beach.
What?
We haven't been tested down there.
You can go through the crowd.
All right. Let's go. Don. Let's go through the crowd then.
Hi there. Okay.
All right.
Oh, my.
All right. This right
excuse
now.
Me. Coming through.
Excuse me.
Coming
excuse
through.
Me.
Coming
excuse
through.
Me.
Excuse me.
Baby.
Coming through.
Nervous waiter. Hot coffee.
Coming
move.
Through.
Nervous
excuse
waiter,
me.
Hot
coming
coffee.
Through.
Here we go.
Toxic
chemicals.
Coming through.
Here we go. We're going to find
this
out.
This is a huge
this
place.
Is.
Excuse me.
All right.
We are gay. Hi. Excuse me.
Nuclear
all right.
Waste.
Now we're zooming through the crowd right now. It's very dangerous.
Where is it?
All right. Here we go.
And right over
right.
here.
Put a wall right here.
Well,
all
here's
right.
the part I wanted to show you anyway, Mike. See, here's the mats where everybody gets to lay in the ocean.
Boy,
and,
this is a beautiful place.
And
I wonder if he could land in the water, do you think?
Yeah, let's see. All right, let's wave right. him over now. Hey, listen.
If he can see us.
What can you do to get him down?
I don't know.
Can he land, like, right down?
Well, I'll try.
can he land right on top of the roof?
What'd you say? What?
You guys want it all, don't you?
How you doing?
Yes, we do.
You want it all.
Yes, yeah, we want it all.
We want it all.
Every little bit of it, hon. All right.
And listen, anybody else who meets Mike, I know that he likes what that last guy did to him.
Yeah.
When you give Mike a little punch on the shoulder yeah. and say, hey, buddy.
Oh, thanks a lot. I can't wait to walk back through the crowd.
All right, hold on.
Are we
coming down?
He is. Let's go. Can we make? Hey, do we test all the way down to the end of that pier?
One third out on the dock.
Let's do it.
If he lands that thing right. naked, he won't be a secret anymore.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's Mike Scusa. Sloan listening now, though.
All thank right. you for that insightful commentary. Hold on.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hold on. Making our way out on the dock now.
All right. Here we go.
We get you on the side of the dock.
All right. And now, as we speak, there's a guy who's parasailing. With a motor on that thing.
How's the sound, Robert? We still love being heard here? Okay.
Almost out of range.
All right.
All right, now, hey, bring it over here.
All right, there he is.
Now, I bet he sees us out here.
Come right, here.
Now, yell at him. Scream at him to get him down
here. Yeah, that's really projecting. Where's he going?
Christy! What are you, a homo?
I don't know whether...
Get over here!
I don't think he knows we're over here.
I don't think he can hear you. Can you yell a little loud?
Hey,
what was that?
I'm sure that guy really knows what he's doing over here, mate.
I really don't know, my friend.
Yeah, does he know what he's doing?
Hey, Chris!
Is he stupid? That's my question. I mean, really, we are over here. Everybody in the bar is pointing to our location.
There's 1,000 people who are out on the bayside right now with us. Everybody's yelling and pointing at this guy. He's going in the opposite direction.
All right. Well,
All right, here he comes. Hey, Chris.
Chris is like clueless. Hey, clueless Chris.
Hey, duh. Chris.
Come down here.
No, he's giving us the thumbs up.
All right.
Come on. Bring it down. Land it.
Now, is he going to land? Looks like he's cut. No.
Wait, either that or.
We're signaling him to come down, and he's going, yeah.
No, he's turning around now. Here he comes.
He's coming down.
Here he comes.
Now, is there a chance he could really hurt himself with all these, like, pieces of wood here?
Wouldn't that be great? No, I mean, not if he... Wouldn't it be great if we had some kind of exciting landing here?
Now, see, I'd like to see him land right on...
It'd be great if he's like James Bond. You get him jumping off that thing and going right on one of these ski-doo bits.
It'll be very exciting if he... Now, he looks like he's got it. He looks like he might like be trying to bring it in here.
Right here, Chris! Right here, my good man!
Now, what's he doing? He's going to try to bring it down. Now, wait, he's got that... like that machine on the back. Wouldn't that make him drown if the water was... I just thought of that.
Got to land it somehow, though, right?
Yeah, but he's probably used to landing it on... How does he... Does he have to land it on dry land?
He's landed on the beach with a couple of steps to run.
Has he ever tried to land it in the water?
Oh, so wait. He's going to land over there, right?
All right, here he comes. Now he's looking the wrong way again.
Is he trying to find a spot to land?
Come on, can we get everybody on the beach to wave him in?
Wait a minute.
Wait,
he's taking the straps off, Don.
If he drops the banner, he's landing. Either that or we're going to get the crash.
He's going to land. Can we get over there? Rob, do you think we have a mic capability over where he's going to land?
No, we won't.
Where's he landing?
Well, it looks like Donnie's going to land just right around the corner over on that beach.
All right, we'll get some sound of him coming in. Here we go.
All right, he's coming down.
He's getting pretty close now. Oh, man, I'd love to go up in that thing. Look at that thing.
He looks like he knows. Does he know what he's doing?
Yes, he does.
Now, where's he going?
To the beach, I hope.
Yeah, but he's going the other way.
He's coming back around.
Swinging around. I got you. What was that?
He's got to come in low. Here he comes.
Who are you talking to on the walkie-talkie?
My boss.
Hey, can I see you for a minute? Just for a second. Come in, Bessie.
There he comes, Don.
Come in, Bessie Boo. Let's try to get my niece on the walkie-talkie. Right. Here he comes.
All right,
he's going to land it, Mike.
He's coming in for a landing.
He's going to land it. Ending the show with some real-life drama today.
Right, looks like he's coming in a little high.
As a human parasailer's going to...
Man, he is good.
...land it and...
Wow. Down. Yeah. All right.
Pretty nice.
That was pretty cool.
Pretty nice. Good job.
You guys.
That is pretty impressive.
Thank you. And what's his name again?
His name's Chris Casale. I'm Alan Schmidt, all the way from Ellicott City, Maryland.
Hey, gotcha.
That's great.
Dead man walking.
Well, now why are people yelling dead man walking?
Because they think he crashed.
All right, well, let's see. Is he alive?
Well, let's find him. Bring him to us.
Bring us his tattered body.
Bring us his completely destroyed body.
Bones popping out of his skin, his head at a jaunty angle.
All right, fellas.
Choking on his own blood. I'm sure he's fine.
We're making our way back to the
broadcast site right now.
Coming through.
All right, excuse me.
Making our way back right now.
Coming through.
All right,
coming
here
through.
We go.
Coming through. Now, do we know? Did the guy make it safely?
Yo, Don. Yo, Mike.
Hi, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
If he made it safely, we definitely want to...
Did he make it back?
We want to get the guy to come out and take his bow before we have to get out of here.
Do we know if he made it? Could someone go find him?
He's on his way right now.
Hey, Rob, why don't you...
Don, I think he's going to make his way coming right over to the right side of the stage. Right,
Rob, why don't you take the wireless and go greet him there? Did we ever find out, not that it matters, what happened to Rudy?
Yeah, we never found that out, but I mean, Rudy was upstaged by the hang glider.
Oh, now we got a note. Now we have Rudy if we want him. We have to call him back, though. Tomorrow, we'll talk about his mom.
All right, now I think is he coming over here?
Talk about his delightful mother.
They're indicating that he is coming over here. And what's this guy's name again? It's Chris?
Evil, Evil something. Come on in.
Evil Chris something. For a while there, I didn't think Chris knew we were down there.
I saw Evil Knievel's son on TV over the weekend.
The famous Robbie Knievel.
He made a jump over something like 20 flatbed trailers.
And he did it successfully?
Yes, he did.
That Robbie, carrying on the old man's tradition.
Do you remember when we had both those Knievels on our show?
Robbie Knievel, very dry sense of humor.
That's a desert, Mike. That's not just a dry sense of humor.
I tell you, there was powder coming out of that sense of humor.
That was a capital D, a capital U, and a capital H.
We're waiting on Chris the Daredevil hang glider, who was he naked? Did we ever find that?
No, he had on shorts.
All right, is he coming through now?
And here he comes.
Here he comes. Come on over here and take a bow.
There he is,
come
Chris.
Come on over here.
Chris, our Daredevil.
That's pretty terrific.
Now, there's a guy who's a fan of this show.
How you doing, Chris?
Chris!
Way to go, bud. Let's hear it. Come on. Chris. Let's hear it for him.
Hello, my friend.
He's taking his bows.
Now, Chris, what was that contraption you were flying?
That's the Don and Mike paramotor.
He said it's the Don and Mike paramotor, man.
And how long have you been up there doing that parasailing thing?
Today or all?
For your whole life?
For 3 years.
And how long were you up specifically today?
How long was up tonight?
Yeah.
I took off about maybe 6 miles across the bay and just prayed that I'd get over the bay to see you guys.
Was what you were doing particularly dangerous? Like, yeah. Landing in that small little area where you didn't plan to land?
I wasn't as afraid about landing in the small areas, landing in the bay.
Landing in the bay because you got that big fan on the back of you and you would go straight down, right?
Now that big banner.
No, you'd float down, but you'd probably lose your machine.
Really?
Now I don't want to lose the machine.
How big is this? You know, this thing looked mighty small when you were way up in the sky. How big is this banner?
It's big, man.
All right.
It's big. Don has a big-ass banner.
It's a big banner.
It's really big. It's about this big.
About that big. And it says, Don and Mike, Radio Gods kick ass. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right,
and,
way to go.
And we met you. Oh, I like the Soul Brother handshake. Right on. And we met your friend also from Baltimore. So man. I guess they will share in the prize together from our radio station 97.1, The Fox.
You know, now that I'm standing up, there are a pile of people here today.
Oh, you know, the current crowd estimate, over 4,000 people now.
That's great.
All of them crammed in here. Nobody leave when we leave. Jesus, what a traffic jam we're going to have in this place. Huh?
Yeah.
All right, we got to do a quick commercial break. We will come right back. The TTTs, the Toe Tap and Touchstones, and Puz Nernank. With the news, we got one more break at Secrets, and we'll be right back.
The August Integra sale is...
Geronimo and Michael Mara, WJFK.
Have you heard? The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, here's the toe-tapping touch tones. Spurting out of your radio, making a rookie mess like you-know-who.
Hey, wish I was here.
We'll take call 100 right now. Let me give you some stuff at 1-800-636-1067. Hit that buzz music.
Yeah.
That'll be the last Puz Nernank broadcast of the day. Our program at Ocean City today, sponsored in part by Miller Lite.
All right.
When you're in OC and you have the great taste of Miller Lite, life is good. And I, for one, find the feedback rather intoxicating.
I do, too. I think feedback is absolutely marvelous. Maybe it's because I'm using this wireless microphone.
All right. A last look at the day's news now. It's 3 until 7 on the East Coast, 3 until 4 out West. In between, as always, please check your wrist. And now here is Puz Pernank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, there will be no prison time, but former Arkansas Governor Jim Guy Tucker will be on probation for the next 4 years over Whitewater. Tucker pleaded for mercy today because of his liver disease and because of the humiliation attached to having to resign as governor. The judge in the case said that sending Tucker to prison, quote, would be as cruel as the grave. Tucker could have gotten as much as 10 years in prison and fines of up to $500,000. President Clinton, meanwhile, was turning 50 today and getting back into the political spotlight after last week's Republican convention. Today, he held Tang sheetrock at the rebuilding of a burned-out black church in Tennessee. The president says the government's doing all it can to fight church burnings. From Colorado to California, firefighters are working overtime to try to stop some seemingly unstoppable wildfires. One of those fires has closed a national park in Colorado, forcing tourists to evacuate. A similar situation in Northern California, made worse by the hot, dry weather there. The company that owns the boat that crashed and injured spectators at SeaWorld in Ohio says it's cooperating with the investigation Investigators say the boat was missing a piece that was supposed to have controlled the steering. Videotape shows the pilot of the boat trying to steer away, but careening into the crowd, injuring nearly two dozen people. The husband of Jack Kevorkian's latest suicide patient says it doesn't surprise him that a Michigan coroner says his wife had no physical disease. Franklin Curran says the coroner didn't know her. The coroner today said the woman was overweight, but aside from that, had no problems. The husband said she lived in severe pain for years. As the president turns 50, a new study shows that most Americans want to live to be 100, even though few of us think we'll make it. The study says nearly 70% of the people surveyed say they'd be willing to change their habits in order to live a long and healthy life. The stock market closed mixed today in quiet trading. The Dow gained around 10 points, with gainers leading losers by about a 6-5 margin. NASDAQ was down almost 3 points. The S&P was up more than a point. Unpleasant stories about airplanes in the Buzz File after sports. Next, by a satellite from Westwood One Entertainment, you're listening to The Don and Mike Show. Production assistance for this buzzcast provided by Capital Computer Rental of Fairfax, Virginia. In sports, NFL quarterbacks are making news this afternoon. The Washington Redskins have named Gus Frerotte as their starter over the highly paid Heath Shuler.
And Buzz, you will notice that, well, you know this, people listening don't know, they think that the crowd's getting very excited about the various news stories.
You would think.
What has happened is now we are tossing the canned coolers into the crowd.
Right.
And you would think that we are tossing out
$100 bills.
Yeah, or solid gold bars.
Sure.
People are going absolutely wild.
They love the free gifts.
Just like to point out, this is simply something that you put your beverage in.
And it keeps it
nice and cold. Yeah.
And listen, if you don't get one today, you can go to the store and they're like 60 cents each.
Good luck.
For those of you currently thinking about killing you. I mean, people pushing themselves out of the way, pushing other people. Listen to them.
Two words, Don. Free stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to the frenzy.
Continuing the quarterback news, Pittsburgh starting Jim Miller ahead of Mike Tomczak, and the New York Giants have waived former first-round draft pick Tommy Maddox. NFL teams and players are, of course, enduring their annual roster slashes. The rosters have to be trimmed to 60 players by tomorrow, and teams reaching that level are doing so through moves of choice and moves of chance. In preseason play tonight, it's Minnesota at Miami. And there's excitement not only here, but in Phoenix and Houston over today's big trade.
Hey, now listen, hold on. You with the white shirt, settle down. Settle down. It's a can cooler. Right here, you, the guy, the frenzied guy back here. Settle down. Do you see that?
No, I missed that. What happened?
They're all wearing white shirts, Mike, but one of the guys wearing white shirts was actually picking people up and throwing them out of the way.
Oh, my God. We don't want any of that.
God.
Wow, what are those, lottery tickets? Oh, they're stickers.
If a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever...
Star forward Charles Barkley to the Rockets in a 4-for-1 deal, as we were saying.
Like playing Queen for a day.
Finally, the next time you fly, you may want to stick with the prepackaged peanuts. The Food and Drug Administration's telling 9 airlines, including some of the best airlines, to clean up their act when it comes to the food they serve in the air. The FDA says the sanitation problems are serious enough to make both passengers and crew very sick.
How do you maintain your composure, Buzz?
The problems include failure. I work with you guys. The problems include failure to properly refrigerate meat and eggs, even in the first class meals. Well, at least the big airlines will never ask you to do this. In Australia, Brian Howson was a passenger on a small plane, and the plane had a problem. The landing gear had refused to lock into position, so because he volunteered, Brian was lowered out a window. There he was, hanging upside down at 4,000 feet, being held by his feet by other passengers. The good news is he wasn't injured. He fixed the wheels, and he didn't have to eat any airline food.
And we're going to send him a free canned cooler, because it's worth losing your life over.
You know he'll love it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No, I want to stay.
I know you want to stay for more giveaways, but that's it. We got to go hit those toe tapping touch toes one last time. And hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Who's this?
It's Libby.
Hi, Libby. Where are you from?
Vienna.
Libby, your call 100. Hold the line, please.
Yay. Oh, what is it?
Good night.
Night.
Good night. Hey, more free stuff. Yeah. We're lost. Bingo, baby. Ladies and gentlemen. and gentlemen, the Lawrence Welk Singers.
All right.
La 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 la. Hey, Libby.
Yeah?
If you can hear me, you've won passes to any AMC movie chain to see any movie you want. And you got two Budweiser lawn tickets to see Ozzy Osbourne Saturday, September 14th. Part of the Budweiser concert series at Merriweather Post Pavilion. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10 through all Protix outlets. Libby, thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you. Have a great time.
La 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 la. Now,
boy, they love us here in Ocean City.
No, they don't. They love the free stuff.
Oh, that's right.
You and I will be able to sneak out unnoticed if they continue to throw free stuff to the crowd as we leave.
And that's what we want them to do, too.
Oh, now look, now they're throwing hula hoops out to the crowd.
Oh, my God, it could get ugly.
Listen, we want to thank all of the good people at Secrets for having us down.
Yeah, very nice place. If you're in Ocean City, come out to Secrets. It's a beautiful place to come by and have a cocktail.
Also, our thanks to Corey and Stevie and everybody at 97.1 The Fox. Thank you for running the show and supporting the program.
Great radio station, The Fox, down here in Ocean City.
That's it. Thanks to Daryl, our engineer. Thank you, Nazmirnay.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And Rob, you are fired for that thing with the limo. That's it. We've got to go. I wish you could all be going home with me in my car tonight.
Is Rob going to throw his hat now?
Yeah, oh yeah. Throw your big sombrero in the air, Mary. Look at people killing themselves for a hat. I love you people.
Unbelievable.
Jesus, I love you. Thank you for listening. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Radio gods, Don and Mike.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah!
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Pull back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. Play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah!
You know his taste, it's all so nifty.
Yep.
So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh, yeah.